Hey.
Me.
Hello.
I was just warming her up.
Hi, baby boy.
What up, baby boy?
Just looking at your pretty face.
Like always, huh?
Like, once a week.
Once every week.
Except Thanksgiving.
Something like that. Contact request. I have a contact request on Skype.
It's not me.
From someone whom I've never met.
Ah, it's probably Cam Girl.
Oh. Do you have a sister?
Haha. Nope, that's Cam. What they called me in high school.
That's good.
Most likely to strip on camera.
All right, so welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody. This is your boy, Chad Hoy.
Cameron Weaver.
And let's get rolling. Let's get right into it. So I got a lot of good hashtag content tonight.
Is this content about hashtags, or is it just hashtag content?
No, I am wondering if I play sound from my phone, how it's going to sound.
Like a potato.
It'll sound pretty bad.
Yeah, but go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, so I
was just we're professionals.
I was just perusing the old YouTube and
heard of it.
I found some vids.
Okay.
I just want to play some little clippies here and there. It's more throwback than anything. This
okay.
one is.
Okay. Is it going to play?
Oh, wait. You can't hear it?
No, it's because you're on Skype on your phone.
That makes sense. Okay, well, never mind. It's fine. It was the Way Ho Girl. That was all.
I said boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say Way Ho.
Way Ho. That was all.
Me and Will used to do that all the time.
You and your cousin, Will?
My cousin, Will. We used to.
Who never listens to this? That son of a bitch.
We used to. I don't think he knows about it.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
But yeah, we used to do that all the time. He lived with me for like a month in Indianapolis. And like 17 times a day, we'd be like, boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say, way ho. And he would go, way ho. From like the other room. It was great shit. You had to be there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I do have more content than that. That was just a small little.
Okay,
so I've made a list.
Uh-huh. Because we're off to a roaring start.
Yeah, we're killing it tonight. Okay, so I've got this list. I've got a couple. I've got a story or two. You got anything?
I was just going to read an email first, shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, let's read that email first. You go for it, since it's all your friend.
I haven't read this yet.
You haven't read it?
No, I just brought it up, but I was told that it was being written.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's adorable almost, because it's from Miranda.
This is from Miranda. My sister-in-law, who is a loyal listener to the Dad Podcast.
She is one of few.
Yes, she literally, she'll be the first one to tell me, that one wasn't good. And I appreciate that. So here we go. This is from Miranda. Hello, you lazy pieces of shit. Off to
good
a great
start,
Miranda. I would first like to say I'm not trying to be sneaky like Austin or not Austin, who knows, and pretend that this isn't me. I have a legitimate complaint and I need to be heard. First of all, you missed a week. You missed a week on one of the toughest work weeks of my life, and I had no laughing outlet because of you lazy assholes. I cried on the way home instead of laughed. The burp was not in the email.
I didn't think so.
Continuing. to add insult to injury the next week, instead of just recording two episodes to try to make up for the shit you pulled the week before, you split one episode in two. Seriously, what the f***? Because she put F in three asterisks.
I was wondering how you're going to read that.
Never in my life have I seen so much laziness other than in the Taco Bell drive-thru. Shots fired at Taco Bell. But she right, though. There's this one by our house that literally takes 30 minutes or more every time.
That's awful.
You should both be ashamed. Thanksgiving is not a legitimate reason to disappoint your five listeners by not recording an episode. Try to have some pride in what you do and stop being such huge fuck-ups. Your podcasts were actually starting to be mildly funny. Then you go and prove that neither of you have the drive, commitment, or balls to handle such a responsibility. I bet you would want to miss a podcast for a funeral, too. Bastards. I like that line.
Well, I think that one would be more legitimate.
Try to get your shit together and take 1 hour out of your lame, boring, poonless lives. We hit the poon quota already.
There it is.
Get your shit together and take 1 hour out of your lame, boring, poonless lives to put together. You know what? That's the best part of this email. It's so true, but it's on brand. Take 1 hour out of your lame, boring, poonless lives to put together something that I can at least get one laugh out of. P.S. Cameron, stop trying to make baby boy happen. It's not going to happen. A solid Mean Girls reference. Because, you know, Gretchen says, don't make baby boy happen, Karen. Dumbass. In the movie. Sincerely, actually Miranda. Actually, Lin-Well, Manuel, Miranda. Thank you, Miranda, for the hate mail and for reminding us that we have less than one poon between us. Wait, that didn't come out right.
Yeah, no. We have no none poon.
We don't get none poons.
We have a lampoon. I don't know if that's different.
Harpoons.
We have a... There's no other word that ends in poon.
What do you eat cereal with? Spoon.
Oh! Spoon?
Spoon.
Spoon-a-foo.
Spoon-a-foo was my favorite child's television show starring a lemur.
Spoon-a-foo. I thought those guys were gay. Spoon-a-foo.
The Poonderpuff girls.
Oh. I don't like that one because they're like little girls.
It's true.
It's kind of sexualizing.
Created in a lab.
Yeah. By a who would do that? Who's like, I want to make three little girls.
What single father wants to have triplets? Girls.
I guess the premise is he tried to make one perfect little girl, and then he spilled in chemical X, and it, like, and then that's how they got made, right? That was the big thing.
I guess that's what it says in the introduction.
Yeah, and then, like, and then they tried to make one that one time, and it made a girl that was missing a chromosome.
Oh. Oh, no.
You remember that?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
that was bad.
Gosh.
Yeah, Powerpuff Girl, more like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a pun. There's nothing that's not offensive that I can think of, so I'm just going to refrain.
And I'll refrain from that. Moving on.
Yeah, so I've got a story. It's less a story. What?
I was just going to say, I'm all ears, baby boy.
Good, because that's why we do this.
That's two.
this too. So this morning, I don't know if you remember what snow is, you southern man.
I haven't seen it in a while.
But it snowed in Indianapolis pretty hard. Like,
oh, so hard, bro.
Well, so I wake up at 7:30. It's fine. I take a shower. I get ready. I leave it. So I work like 20-ish minutes away, but I can usually... Did you lose me?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. I just saw like the video go out a little bit. So I work about 20-ish minutes away. So I usually leave at 8:45. to get there by 9. And I could speed and make it up a little bit. I'll be like 1 or 2 minutes late usually. Today I was 10 minutes late because there was a lot of snow and everyone was going 30 where they would normally would be going 50. Anyway, so I turn this onto this road, 56th Street, to go to work. And there's a car who was trying to get into like a left turn lane, and they must be fast. And there were cars stopped, and like they're coming right at me.
Oh,
so like basically I turn and I go like 10 feet and I'm like, this car's gonna hit me. And so I just kind of like swerve. It was really telling the story doesn't do it justice, because in my head I felt like a fucking action hero. But I like whip it. It's like snowing. Mm-hmm. So like the roads are really slick. I have a rear wheel drive car, so mm-hmm. it's like kind of hard to control on the fly.
Right.
But I see this car coming and I just gas it real hard. And so that like, so I like spin my car to the right.
Uh-huh.
And like go off the road just enough that I like don't go off the road, and like just to avoid it. But it just wow. felt so badass. And
catch Chad Hoy in the upcoming installment, Fast 8. I ate fast once and I had a tummy ache.
Catch Chad Hoy in the upcoming film, Fat and Furious. He's a really angry driver. He's fat, so that's part of it.
Starring Paul yeah, Blart, so, Mall Cop, Kevin James. I completely attribute.
Fat and Furious, starring Paul Blart. He just rides a Segway the whole time, and he's really pissed off for some reason. Find out why I'm Paul Blart, too.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was really, it was a little scary. Like, I didn't have my life flash before my eyes or anything, but it was like, oh, shit. That, I mean, it would have messed both of our cars up. We probably would have been fine.
What do you think you would see if you saw your life flash before your eyes? What are the key moments you want to see?
Whoa, what do I want to see?
And then what are the things you don't want to see but you know you'll see?
I'll see every plate of food I ever ate. That's why I don't want to see.
Oh, I want to see that.
I'll see me never having sex. That's what I don't want to see. What do I want to see when my life flashed before my eyes? Probably. This is sad. This is really sad. I can't think of anything.
Your mind automatically went to the bad shit.
I want to see good times, man. I don't know. I'm not like, I can never just, I'm not good at like recalling things. Like I have a good memory.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what I had for lunch today. Like right. almost, you know?
Yeah.
Which is almost why I'm bad at doing the podcast, because you're always like, what'd you do this week? And I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't remember, but it was mostly nothing. I wish the whole series of Breaking Bad would flash before my eyes before I die.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, to watch every episode over again.
That's a good one.
That'd be tight. Or Sopranos. Because I never finished it. So I want to know what the rest of it is.
Well, like your life in that moment, it would just cut to black.
Oh, Yeah, thanks. I mean, you're lucky that what happens. You're lucky I already know what happens in the final episode, but, you know.
Yeah, because it ended 10 fucking years ago.
Okay, well, I literally didn't know what happened in the final episode until today. I was listening to Mike and Mike on the way to work, and they ruined it, even though, you know, like.
10 years.
Yeah. It's 10 years old. They had a guy from The Sopranos on Mike and Mike this morning when I was driving to work, and it was like. By the way, for anybody that doesn't know what Mike and Mike is, it's guys who it's just sports talk radio. That's all. I don't know anyone that wouldn't know what that is, but I'm sure somebody doesn't. But yeah. But they talked about it, and he's like, it just fades to black in the end. You don't know if he's dead or if they did that or. And then the guy's like, one of the Mikes, because they're both named Mike,
title, Mike and Mike.
Yeah, hence Mike and Mike. He was like, I think he died because it went black, and like. They talked in a couple episodes earlier about how when you die, everything just goes black for a couple seconds, and then either something happens or nothing happens, basically. But yeah, so he was like, I think he died. And I was like, cool, this is a really good existential moment that I really want to have after I almost died this morning.
That's awesome.
Oh, God, I'm filled with angst today.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't almost die. I just would have gotten in a head-on collision. I mean, like, but not, like, high speed or anything.
Yeah.
Probably ever, both go 30, you know?
Do you ever almost slip in the bathroom and you're like, fuck, I could have died right there, and I could have been dead naked?
Dude, I want to die naked. Are you kidding me? Dude, it makes it so awkward for whoever finds your body. They're like, what do I, do I cover him? What do you, I don't know. What do you want that? I'll just call the cops. They'll figure it out.
Oh, man. Hey, how do you want to die? I'm just kidding.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm totally just kidding. Speaking of wanting to die, can I tell you about something I did over the weekend in confidence?
Yeah.
I'm in a weird mood tonight.
Confidence, but also 30 other people are going to hear it.
Yeah, everybody, keep this a secret amongst yourselves.
Did you propose?
Fuck no. I'm never doing that again. Bam, bam, bam. Brrrah, brrrah,
brrrah. Again.
Anyway. Over the weekend, I turned into someone that everyone pretty much knew I was going to turn into. Have you ever been inside? Yes. I turned into a werewolf this weekend. It was pretty grotesque.
More like a werewolf because no one could find you. Because you weren't really a... God, fuck that joke. That was so stupid. Go on.
Anyway, have you ever been inside of a game store?
Penis? Of a what? Game store?
Of a game store.
Yeah. Wait, no.
Okay.
A game store?
A game store. Like a store?
Yes. I thought you were saying like it's like a franchise called Game Store.
No. Just
okay.
A store that sells various games, card games, yeah. Collectibles. Yeah.
Oh, like not like a video game store.
Not a video game store. No, we are talking a comic book store that sells board games,
card
games, and holds Monday Night Magic events and et cetera.
Yeah, they have those in our old stomping grounds, Grant County. There's a few of those. Yeah. Well, so yes, I have.
I love board games and card games.
I know. Me too.
So I have been in stores like this, but they've always been quick trips where you walk in, you buy a game, and you get the hell out, right?
Yeah, before you can look at other stuff and buy more stuff.
Right. Well, yeah. On this weekend, I went into the game store with a purpose.
Oh, baby.
And the purpose was to play the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game with a stranger, like sitting down in the store while business is being made at one of the tables and playing a tabletop miniatures game.
What? Don't they welcome that? Don't they welcome that there?
Yeah, but, I mean, have you ever seen those guys who do that?
Oh, yeah. They all look like you, so yeah, that makes sense.
But I've never done that. I've never been that guy, but I was so excited to take 3 hours out of my Saturday to go to the game store and play the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game.
That sounds fun. I don't understand what's
it
so wrong with
it. It's fun, but like, gosh, I'm a fucking nerd.
A what? A mole?
I'm a fucking nerd.
Nerd.
Chad,
man,
look at this. I spent $40 on this.
I can't see it.
That is Boba Fett's Slave One ship.
Wait, hold that back up. Screenshot. That's for the Twitter. Okay, that's good.
Well, hold on. I got a better one to show you, too, Chad. Get this one for the Twitter. This is the Millennium Falcon.
Hey, for everyone listening that can't see it, Cam is showing me his penis currently.
And I call it the Millennium Falcon.
More like the Millennium Falcon, baby.
More like the Millennium Flaccid. Because it gets no use.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay.
More use than mine, probably.
I mean, probably not.
Let's not get into it, okay?
Anyway, so yeah, I spent 3 hours on my Saturday, my weekend, my day off, quote unquote. I went at 2 p.m.
Oh, that's sad.
And I played from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I played one game, and I won. And the amount of, like, joy and pride I had at the end of that damn game, I was like, I need to kiss a woman.
Not going to happen, though.
No.
Because you won Millennium Falcon miniatures game.
Because I'm the pilot of the Millennium Flaccid.
Falcom.
The Millennium Falcom. The point is, if you would like to kiss me, and if you have female genitalia, send us an email to hoyweave@gmail.com.
Don't you have a fling?
No, I don't have a fling.
Well, I mean, don't you have a...
What kind of woman do you think I am, Chad?
One who drinks wine on a Tuesday night.
Okay,
alone in her dark room.
I'm a Miranda from Sex and the City, not my sister-in-law.
I just want a sister-in-law. I just want to be able to say my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law.
It seems like a weird title.
Makes you feel real white suburban.
Yeah,
you know, when you
but like,
that.
I never, like, it's way better than, like, explaining to people, oh, yeah, my brother's girlfriend. You know, like, when they were dating all through high school, I'm like, yeah, Miranda, my brother's girlfriend. Because if you say friend, that seems weird. And then, there's no
friend
weird way to
dating.
Refer to.
Friend that he's banging.
Hey, not until their wedding night.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot of information I didn't need to give out to people.
I mean, the pastor at their wedding gave it out freely.
That's true. Shout out to Jawan. Jawan time.
Literally at their wedding, he was just like, yo, you see this big, hairy fucking Sasquatch? He's a fucking nerdy-ass virgin bitch. That's literally his words. That's literally what was said at Austin Moran's wedding.
It was a very progressive wedding.
That was a good wedding. Cam doesn't remember a lot of it.
I don't remember a lot of it.
It was a good wedding.
I gave the best man speech, toasted. I don't remember what I said, except for I quoted Princess Bride in the very beginning.
Yeah, which is so original.
Suck my dick, Chad. I said I was going to do that at his wedding like 7 years ago. So
I mean,
I had to do it.
It's understandable. Yeah, it's understandable. It's just fun to make fun of you for it.
It goes back to a conversation we had that I think was deleted from the podcast where I said, I hate a lot of things about white people weddings, and I was part of that by quoting the Princess Bride in my best man speech.
Yeah, literally.
But,
that's true.
Oh, well, I'm a hippopotocrit.
I do have a few notes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say this. I also attribute my avoidance. That's three.
Yep.
I attribute my avoidance of my head-on collision to the game Rocket League. And if anyone doesn't know what that game is, you should play it because it's tight.
I've seen it played a lot. Like, it looks fun.
You need to play it. Okay.
I don't think so.
What should we get into?
Go ahead. And, the floor?
Pick a
yours.
Number between.
69.
Pick one or two. Number one or two.
Oh, I love a good shit.
That's
the kind of quality entertainment you can expect here at the Dad Bodcast. For all you first-time listeners, why the fuck are you listening to episode 14 first? But we appreciate it.
Cameron, we only have 34 minutes. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, go ahead. Number two.
Number two. So tonight, me and my roommate, John, jail John.
Jail
He's
John.
Out.
Free John.
He's out. He doesn't have court till sometime in January. I don't remember when, because I don't give a fuck about his life. But I hope he heard me.
That's fair.
He's downstairs. But, so we went to this. We really love – there's this really shitty Japanese buffet called Teppanyaki here in Indy.
Heard of it.
And every now and then we just go and we stuff our faces.
Uh-huh.
And tonight we went. But before we went, John was like, hey, what if we just take some like gallon Ziploc bags – and just throw some food in them for later, too. And I was like, not a bad idea. So we went with our Ziploc bags. We paid for food. We ate. And then we both got, like, three other extra plates of food. And we just threw the food into the Ziploc bags and put them in our pockets. And then we left.
Why do you keep doing hood rat shit?
Dude, that was... No, it felt... Cool. Tell that to my bag of sushi downstairs, Cam. Okay, I'm excited for that.
Oh my gosh. Eventually. You stole sushi.
Why not? It's delicious.
Did we talk about on the podcast the time you wanted to print fake tickets to a Pacers game or some shit?
Wait, don't talk about that. The feds could be watching.
This is what I'm saying, though.
I've done it, and it worked.
You're on a dark path.
Cameron, I've done that, and it works, by the way, just so you know. So I did this thing. We printed off paper tickets, but my friend had an editing app, and we would edit the seat numbers just so we could get past stewards, basically. And it worked. No, it worked. We sat in the
I'm not doubting you. I just think you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot. No, it worked, Cameron. I'm cheating my way through life, baby. I got cheat codes.
This is okay. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. Well, it's Grand Theft Auto 6. And I'm winning. I just haven't found that unlimited money cheat yet. That's the only one I need. And then I won't have to do any of this. That'll be nice. Why are you disappointed in me?
I'm not
fun.
Disappointed. I'm just mad.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, that's the opposite.
Okay. I know. That's why I said it. I'm not mad. I really don't have any investment in your personal life.
I mean, other than that, I've known you for, you know.
7 years?
6 years.
Fuck you. It's been 7.
Almost.
What?
I've known you since 2010, summer of 2010.
Oh, you're right.
And then we didn't hang out until, like, almost after graduation, I think. Like, the summer after we graduated, we started hanging out, man.
You're right.
That's when we did the poop pan video.
Oh, my gosh. Good times. One time I shit on my hand on video. There's the context that everyone needed.
Not really.
No, it was chocolate ice cream. And it was a dumb video, but, like, it meant a lot to me and my friends because We're dumb boys and we do dumb stuff together and we make out sometimes.
Just kidding.
Are we just gonna waste all this chocolate ice cream?
Oh my gosh, I hope Jordan is like dying laughing at that.
Oh, thank God we just mentioned him.
I know, we have to.
Oh, I never want him to disappear. That would suck so bad.
Oh man. What else was in that video? I was like,
dude,
I told my brother we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And he's like,
bacon?
No, that was the video you did with Audrey.
Oh, you meant
that?
Okay.
That I recorded.
Yeah, I thought you meant that. Wait.
Why do I think we're playing Yu-Gi-Oh? Like cookies. Yeah, you were like, I was like, I told my brother we're playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And he's like, wait. How did that go? I was like,
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's
one.
Like, gay? And I was like, you gay? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Some bullshit like that.
Oh man, we gotta find those videos. Oh, I'm gonna find those, download them, and post them on our Twitter.
You should. They're on my Facebook. They're not hidden at all.
No, I know. I just think it'll be really funny to share those on Twitter.
You should.
To our 2,000 followers, by the way. I don't know if anybody knows that.
We have 2,000 followers, but 30 consistent plays every week.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, why? What's going on?
I have no idea.
Me neither. Yeah, so
how's your EP going, motherfucker?
Whoa, that's actually a really good question. I was going to talk to you about that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so last Sunday, I forgot for a long time that my producer, in air quotes, my friend Anderson, who's producing, he asked for me to make chord sheets of the songs, and I forgot.
Oh my gosh, I want my $20 back.
So he's been waiting. So he's been waiting on me to do that for like, I think we recorded drums in September. Mm-hmm. And it's December, so.
Yeah, you can just.
Well, no.
Make a check.
He asked me to do that. He asked me to do that like mid October, and I forgot. So it was like 5 weeks. But
if you give me my $20 back, I can buy a new Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game ship piece.
Cameron, that money's gone. Okay, so. Well, it's not gone, but it's not yours anymore.
Well, it's not going towards tickets because you get free ones.
Free tickets?
Or something like that.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Those tickets that you're making better. What we just talked about.
Pacers tickets. Okay. No, that... What? No, I'm not spending the EP money on Pacers tickets.
You better not be or I'll break your fucking legs.
Cameron, I spent my own money on those Pacers tickets and bought them for $4 and got seats worth $130. Thank you very much.
Holy fuck.
So, you know, we're winning. Me and my pal Luke, we did that and it
so
worked.
So you didn't make chord sheets.
So I forgot. But I made them. I made 3 out of 4 songs. One song I don't really know what the chords are. I like I know the song, but it's not like traditional chords, so it's kind of, I don't know how to, I guess I'll just take the bass notes and put those down.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense. Yeah, so, I mean, it's it's coming along. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's going to, the EP's coming, I swear to you. Stop looking at me like this. Stop looking around the room. Look me in the eyes, Cameron. I did not steal people's money.
Like, I never accused you of stealing money.
Well, your eyes did.
My eyes are... So I'm also recording more music soon.
Nice. It'll probably come out before mine.
I'm going to release it in March.
Mine will hopefully come out before that.
You have a deadline now.
Here's the thing. Like, it's only been... God, I don't want to say this because it's going to depress everyone older than us, but which is maybe like six people listening. But the older you get, the faster time goes. A year is not that bad. Like well, it's not even a year. We were done fundraising middle of May. So, I mean, yeah, it took a while, but like,
we all want that music now, baby boy.
I know, but like, now it's the holiday season, and if it comes out now, like, it won't do as well. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
like,
right. We just want to support you.
Well, thank you. Everyone did support me. It's just like,
get it out before March.
I'm really not trying to be defensive, but
everyone shits on you. It's so funny.
Well, yeah, it's starting to get to the point where I'm like, hey, fuck off.
Oh my God.
I'm working on it. I'm busy. I have a 40-hour plus job. Now I have to get a new car. I probably got to get a second job.
You hear that? He's getting a grand EP. Pontiac Grand EP.
No, I'm probably going to get a Volkswagen Tiguan. I have no idea how to pronounce it.
I was just inferring that you're spending your EP money on a vehicle, which I wouldn't blame you because you need a vehicle.
I'm also not.
I know.
So stop accusing me. No, you're not accusing. But stop even suggesting it, because I don't want anyone to get any ideas that that's what I'm doing, because I'm not. That money is locked away in a PayPal account. It's not really locked away. No, someone went out to the smoke porch, is what we call it.
Yeah. But no, I'm recording December 26th. It's when I start tracking with the band.
Nice.
So, Chatty Daddy, you'll get a copy immediately. So we'll...
Good.
Jordan, my good buddy, and then just some other close friends and family, and then I'm going to release it in March. So that'll be exciting.
Exciting. Our boys over at Wax and Wax Lyrical, Owen, is my friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool. But yeah, I asked him to play my music, and he's like, do you actually have music? And I was like, I mean, someday, like, it's coming. It's coming, okay?
Shout out to Wax on Wax Lyrical for playing some Staircase Wet songs recently. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I jokingly said, will you play my music? I wasn't just like, hey, I noticed you played Cam's music. Can you play my music? That wasn't quite the approach I had.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah. Also, I want to give a quick shout-out to our friend Bree, who I think listens or at least follows the Twitter.
Yeah.
She saved a life.
She did. Week. Gosh, how, like, hot is that? I mean, how remarkable and cool is that?
How hard do you get, or how cool
how
is
hard
that?
Is it to save about? A life?
How turned on, or how crazy is it that she did that? That's cool, though.
Yeah.
That's kick ass, dude.
Yeah. There was a car on fire. And she pulled the man from the vehicle.
That's some strength.
Yeah.
So.
Bree is the mom of our group. So it just kind of makes sense.
It really does. Yeah.
I realize I have a problem, Chad.
What?
I like to openly hit on all of my female friends and guy friends, but like more so with my female friends. Like it's to the point where like I love them as friends, but then I'm like, dude, if you wanted to make out, I'd be down and I wouldn't find it weird, you know? And honestly, I've made out with a lot of my female friends already. Why are you shushing?
I'm just kidding. I thought you were about to name names, and I was like, don't kiss and tell, baby boy.
Oh.
That'd be funny, though.
You want me to name them?
No, please don't.
I could.
I really don't. I think that'd be awkward.
Why would it be awkward? See, this is the thing. I don't find a lot of things awkward. It's not braggadocious. They're my friends. They're not... dead deer heads hanging on the wall.
Well, that's how you make it sound. So be careful. Careful with the way you approach this. Women are more than...
I know. I'm just... No, what I'm trying to say, though, is that, like...
What did I just say? Women are more than objects. Women aren't objects.
Yeah, because if you say more than objects, it implies that they are objects, but more.
It implies they are objects, but they are more than that. So what I mean is...
No, I'm not trying to say anything like that. I'm just saying, like when Brie come, I'm just like, yeah, how hot. But, like, you know, I respect them very much. I just have this weird thing where, like,
if I'm friends
with you, I want to put my lips on you, you know?
I get that, too. I totally... I'd make out with a lot of girls I'm friends with, but also... I wouldn't. I would in that, like, I do, I recognize, yeah, I'm, like, my friends are attractive girls and guys, but, like, I don't want to kiss guys. But I do kiss guys, but we don't have to get into that. And then.
Not romantically, all for jokes.
Not romantically, all for, yeah. We've talked about this before. Yeah. In case any parents are listening. I'm not gay. It's fine.
Me neither.
It's fine. Men are different now.
I only have a half chub when I kiss Chad.
It's almost 2017, you know? Yeah. I can kiss a dude on the mouth, and it's chill.
I'm not slipping my still tongue be straight. Up in there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. If you put tongue in it, that's weird. I'm talking a little quick peck. Little. No, no doubles. Just.
Welcome back to the Boys Kiss Boys ASMR podcast. My name's Cameron, and if you're a bully, you can keep listening. I want you to imagine that I'm standing in front of you. And now I'm just gonna lean it.
Oh, crap! Oh, man!
Oh!
I'm sorry, we both turned right. I thought you were gonna go left. I went right. You went right. And I. Oh, ah, dang it! We did it again!
Are you. Here's a good question. When you do kiss someone, romantically, not like when, yeah, when you kiss someone romantically, are you a head tilter?
Man, let me think to the last time I kissed a sun person. Oh gosh, this would have been. I'm legitimately struggling to find a date. 8 months ago. Oh my god!
Just think about. You don't have to think about the last time. Just think about any time.
Well, that's the thing, man. I don't remember a lot of my past. I tend to put that away in a dark, dark recess and put it in a box and close that box and shove that box under a bed.
So and never talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, I tilt enough. Like, the good amount, I guess. I mean, I'm not, like, going in 90-degree angle, popping my neck every time I'm trying to smooch.
Mm.
You know, like...
Oh, yeah, man, I'm just wondering. Can't pick that up.
What about you?
Wait. So, let me... Yeah, I tilt my head.
Well, I got a big-ass nose and a big-ass head, so, like, I gotta free up some space.
Well, you gotta. Yeah, I mean, you gotta a little. But I never... Yeah. I did never finish this thought. I wanted to...
Go ahead.
So, we went on a short rabbit trail. I am friends with girls who, yeah, I recognize they're attractive, but I don't want to kiss them because
they're crazy.
I'm usually only friends with a girl. Well, one, if I think there have been girls that I wanted to kiss romantically, but they didn't want to kiss me romantically, so it wouldn't have happened. But there are some girls who I don't want to date that I'm friends with, and I don't want to date them because they drive me insane.
Yeah.
So, like, but, like, so, I mean, they drive me insane, but, like, they're a good friend. So, yeah, like, you know, we're
I get friends. That.
So are you saying?
I'm just saying most of the friends that I have that are girls, I think I would date. And I don't think it would be weird. But, obviously, they don't feel that way. But if they did, I'm just saying, I'd be like, yeah, might as well. It's worth a shot. And then I feel like if it didn't work out, it wouldn't be a problem. We'd still be friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think... Oh, God. When did we become the date pod date podcast, huh?
The Poon podcast.
That's bad. Oh. The date bod poon. Not great. Okay, yeah. So.
No, but I mean, I
don't know. Yeah.
I think it's solid content. We can talk about relationships and shit.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't think I could just like hang out with a girl if I dated her before.
Well, maybe it's because I love the hit CBS television sitcom How I Met Your Mother.
Because they're
all
well,
friends, and they all just passed each other around like a joint in the 80s.
Yeah. Also, fuck that show. Anyway, so like...
I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to fight you, and then I'm going to give you a big old kiss on the cheek for after I beat the fuck out of you.
Kissing Cam Barlow.
Kissing Cam Barlow.
That's my... I'm starting to think where I make at least one Holes reference per podcast. Because that's the best... I think Holes is the best movie in the world. I really do.
It's a good one.
Not just movie. Like, it's a good book, too.
Yeah.
But the movie is just way more accessible.
Yeah.
Because it's shorter, so...
Yeah.
So I feel about it.
I would like to take this quick second to, if Sarah Pierce is still listening after last week, if you've made it this far in this boring ass episode, I would like to apologize to Sarah Pierce for the name game that we played with her last week. We weren't trying to be disrespectful. I hope you understand that. But it did go a little rowdy, and I'm sorry. She texted me, and she's like, when you guys said Sarah penetrate right on through, that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I was like, I don't know you enough to understand if like this is a joke and you're okay with it, or if you are legitimately expressing a grievance to me, and I am sorry. So I nervously put LOL, I am sorry. So I just
that's the last time you guys have talked.
Yeah. Wait, that's the last time we what?
I was like, and that's the last time you guys have talked.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That literally was the last time that I've talked to her. But, like, we don't talk that much anyway. But I drove her down to Nashville. We talked about that. So I feel like we're friends. Until I said her name was Sarah Penetrate Right On Through.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think Stab. We should have stopped at Stab.
We could have said Sarah Joust.
Oh no, that's not the same as Pierce.
Yeah, you're right. That's not. It's like Sarah Winajoust. You have to. I'm over it. We're done.
Here we are. Sorry, we're getting into a Knight's Tale again. Apparently, you've never seen that, so let's just not even talk about it.
Is that the one with Anne Hathaway?
No, that's 13 going on 30, I believe.
That's Jennifer Garner, you uncultured bitch. I'm going to reach through this computer and smack you. You never get Jennifer Garner movies wrong around me. I will beat the shit out of you.
Why did I just confuse Anne Hathaway and Jennifer Garner?
I don't know, because one's a piece of Les Mis trash, and the other one is America's Sweetheart.
Wait, fucking excuse me.
I like Anne Hathaway.
Also, Les Mis is fantastic.
Les Mis was great. I saw it in the theater twice, and I cried both times. But Jennifer Garner is
gay.
No, she's bae.
No, that was me. I was saying gay to you crying in that. But you know what?
I know.
It's not gay. That's not gay.
It's not gay to cry, Chad.
It's not gay to cry. That's totally a joke. And if you cry, you're not gay. Unless you're gay and you cry, then you are gay. But you're not gay because you cried. So my Woo order just shipped.
Your what?
I order... Sorry, I just got this email, so I had to look at it. I ordered a game. You know what? I said I was going to treat myself, and I did. Because it's Christmas time. There's a lot of good deals going on. I have a job. I have some extra cash flow. I said, why not? So... I there's a site called Woot, and I get emails from them every night, and they always have like a daily deal. Woot. And it's like a lot of electronic stuff, and it's really cool. And for like Christmas, and they have a Woot off every now and then, and that's like shipping is $5, and it'll ship all day. You can order at separate times, and that $5 shipping cost for one thing will ship the whole day. And they like, so it's like a lot of refurbished stuff, and they run out of stock. So like, that's why they do that. So you order right away, and then you can like order stuff. That's why you would do that, because they can run out of inventory. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just went on a long. All I'm saying is I ordered Lord of the Rings Shadow of Mordor. For the 360 for $8. So.
Dope.
I'm excited about that. I'm excited to get it. I'm excited to play it. I saw some friends playing it once. It looked really cool. So.
I treated myself to the Star Wars X-Wing miniatures game, and I've spent a grand total of $250.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's real bad.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
I realize I have a problem when I like things that are collectible. I go all out and I collect them all. And you know what I blame? Ever since I was a small child, you know what I was told to do?
Your dad owning a collectible store?
Not only just that, but Pokemon itself.
True.
Those commercials told you, gotta catch them all. You gotta get them, motherfuckers. You gotta get every last one of them, and then you gotta get the trading cards, and then you gotta get every one last one of them, and then you gotta watch the TV show. You gotta watch every last episode of that. And then you gotta get the toys, and then you gotta get the Beanie Babies in your fucking KFC meal.
KFC had Beanie Babies?
Yes, sir. It was Vulpix, Zubat, Seal, and that may have been it. I think there was a fourth one, but I can't remember.
Coughing?
No.
I don't know why that sounds right. Huh.
Maybe, no.
All I knew was Burger King. Burger King had those.
Burger King had those gold cards.
The gold plated. I have a Charizard one.
Yep.
Still.
Those were Pikachu, Poliwhirl, Mewtwo, Charizard, and Pikachu?
You already said Pikachu.
Did I say Pikachu?
Yeah.
Did I say Jigglypuff?
No.
Then Jigglypuff.
Okay. I don't remember if you said Jigglypuff or not.
And then Pokemon the first Pikachu. Movie.
Yeah. And then, oh, my friend got the Entei card when you went and seen it, when you went and saw it.
Pokemon 3.
You go in and see it and they give you the Entei card?
Yep.
That's fucking badass, dude.
Do you remember when they used to do cool shit like that? Like, when we saw the first movie, we went and saw it twice because there was two of us, my brother and I.
And
we got cards because we were kids. So the first time we went, I got like the Pikachu and he got the Dragonite. The next time we went, there was like an Electabuzz and a Mewtwo or some shit. And so we had to get them all. And then I remember going to see the Digimon movie and getting a Digimon card. And I remember going to see the Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie and getting the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards.
Digimon sucks, though, just for record.
I like Digimon.
Digimon's fucking lame.
You're fucking lame.
I mean, yeah, that's a given.
This microphone smells like Cheez-Its and wet burps.
Well, I wonder who talks on it all the time, Cam.
I think Cheez-Its and wet burps is going to be the name of my memoir.
I think that should be the name of the episode.
Yeah, I like that. I was thinking Millennium Flaccid, but Cheez-Its and wet burps is good.
Millennium Flaccid's okay, whichever one you want.
I think it's fitting because I'm going to go see Rogue One.
Ooh.
Like, probably by the time this episode comes out, if you listen to it fresh the next day, just know that I am coming in public because I'm watching Rogue One.
So, Vox Media today. Do you know Vox Media? I don't know. How much do you, like, get on Twitter?
I mean, enough.
Okay, so I was on Twitter today. I follow Vox Media.
Okay.
And they tweeted... they tweeted an article. And the headline... Not the headline of the article, but, like, the text that accompanied the article for the tweet. said, Star Wars Rogue One is the first movie in the Star Wars franchise that, or wait, no, is the first Star Wars movie that addresses that the whole franchise is about war. You know what? Let me read it.
Yeah.
Let me read it.
No.
Let me go to
That's hilarious. I get it.
So I read the article. The article is actually good. But
yeah,
tweet...
because the movie is, it's like set up to, like the young Han Solo movie is going to be a Western style. This one was definitely World War II, like war documentary kind of style. Look at the directors, blah, blah, blah. But that is
yeah.
hilarious that they said that because, like, the whole damn franchise is called Star Wars.
Yeah, so it says Rogue One is the first Star Wars movie to acknowledge the whole franchise is about war. And then I tweeted, The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies was the first The Hobbit movie to acknowledge the whole franchise is about The Hobbit. And there's a ton of really good replies. Like,
oh, that's so funny.
Let's go down.
I'm proud of you, Chad. That's great.
Let's see. Season 5, Episode 11 of The Brady Bunch was the first episode to acknowledge the whole series was about the Bradys. Oh man, these are really funny. The Godfather Part 3 is the first Godfather movie to acknowledge the whole franchise is about familial relationships. Gremlins 2 finally says what we're all thinking. The movie is about gremlins. So it's just a fun. There's just a bunch of those. I also said, did you know that Monsters, Inc. was about monsters? I had a lot of fun with that tweet. It was really fun.
That's really good.
Yeah, so there's that. And then, like, I started reading all the replies, and, like, the alt-right, like, hijacked the replies. And they were all like, this is, the leftist media sucks. And I was like, Jesus, can we not have anything? Is there nothing anymore? Is there nothing anymore where all those fake Trump supporter accounts can't just come on to it?
Yeah.
Like, stay off the internet. Stay off the internet. It's horrible.
So, seamless transition. I just opened Twitter and found out that Alan Thicke is dead. So, thoughts and prayers to the Thicke family.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That really sucks. Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast, episode 14, everybody.
Yeah, this is over.
We're going to end it right here.
Oh, Alan.
That sucks, man. Like, I wasn't going for jokes, but, like, no, he's really, like, I just saw it. That sucks.
God, do you think Kirk Cameron will die next, though?
Oh, my gosh.
I just want that to happen now.
Send us your hate mail to hoyweave @gmail.com. You can find Chad Hoy on Twitter @ChadHoy. R.I.P. Alan Thicke. At least your son is still alive to carry on the good name.
Let's talk about fucking Miley Cyrus. Thanks, Robin Thicke, you piece of shit.
Why couldn't it have been Robin? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, no. I wish it would have either been Robin or his fake son, Kirk Cameron.
Or Kirk Cameron. Could you imagine if Robin Thicke was in Fireproof, though?
Just grinding on Miley Cyrus in Fireproof.
Yeah, he was on
In the movie
Pains.
About saving your marriage,
yeah.
He's grinding on Miley Cyrus.
I know you want it.
Are we sure Alan Thicke is dead?
Yeah, dude. It's all over the goog.
Oh, no. Did Alan Thicke died?
It's been a pretty sad year for celebrity deaths.
Fuck 2016, dude.
It's been a pretty sad year, period.
Okay, but actually, dude, at least he went out on top, bro. He was 69.
I was going to make that joke, but I thought...
That's the perfect age. Bowie. Yeah, dude. Bowie died at the age of 69. I can't imagine a better age for David Bowie to die than 69.
Yeah.
Except for maybe like 138, because it's double 69.
Far out, dude. It's your boy Terrence. What's up?
Dude, or 96, bro. You ever heard of 96? Huh?
It's where she doesn't look at you and she puts your butt to your neck.
That's how me and Jordan slept in your bed that one time.
That's the funniest shit. We got to end on a happy note. I got to tell that story. So okay. Send us your emails to hoyweave@gmail.com. RIP Alan Thicke, and thoughts and prayers go out to you from the ever important dad podcast. But anyway, so one time Chad and Jordan were visiting me at college. This is like the first time I moved out. And so they were visiting one weekend and I had early morning classes. So I'm like, Asta, I got to go learn about music and, you know, really spend a lot of money on bullshit that I'm going to drop out of later. Anyway, that's four. Yeah. And so we were all hanging out the night before and then like, I'm like, okay, y'all, I got to get up early. So I'm going to go to bed early because I'm a little bitch. And so the next morning, I walk out of my room in our apartment. And the way it's set up is like, I leave my room and then I walk down this very tiny hallway. But then it comes out to the living room where Chad and Jordan were sleeping. So we had a couch that like pulled out. And
a pull-out couch, if you will.
Yeah, you know, pull-out game strong on this couch.
Jesus.
And so I come out there and Jordan and Chad are both asleep on the pullout, but in the most heterosexual way I've ever seen two men sleep on the same surface. So Chad was laying on his right side looking, you know, with his head at the back of the couch, actually, like the way you're supposed to sleep. And Jordan was on his right side looking the opposite way, but his head was down by Chad's feet and there was at least 8 inches between them. And it was a straight up,
not a big couch.
No, not a big couch. They were both hanging off their respective edges. It was a 9 space 6 on the keyboard. If you want to you want to type that out. It was hilarious. So, yeah. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Dad Podcast. Sorry it's out a little late, you mother. I'm sorry. We just appreciate the fact that you give a shit.
And we do express our condolences to Alan Thicke. Sorry we made jokes about who we'd rather have died, but I'm not going to take those back. I don't. I'm sad that Alan Thicke is dead. And I wish it could have been
Robin
or Kirk.
Yeah. We stand by that here at the Dad Podcast.
They're both way bigger pieces of shit.
What if we start the next podcast and it's like silent and we have to go, so Kirk Cameron died?
Oh, I almost want it to happen now.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't want to, like, wish death on anyone. Like, I don't want to wish, like, eternal death on anybody, but, like...
We might as well. We've been pretty, like, shitty the last 5 minutes.
All right, fuck it. Kirk Cameron, I hope you fucking die before this episode.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's end it. They know where to reach us. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, baby boy.